Good morning. It's Saturday, October 25th, and this is Mamoon Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. New York Attorney General Letitia James has pleaded not guilty to federal charges of mortgage and bank fraud. Prosecutors allege she misrepresented a Norfolk, Virginia property as a secondary home to secure better loan terms when it was actually rented out. Outside court, James accused former President Trump of weaponizing the justice system against his critics. Trump's former lawyer, now U.S. Attorney Lindsey Halligan, is overseeing the case, a move James's team plans to challenge. A January 26th trial date has been set, with her lawyers seeking a speedy dismissal. The case adds to the growing list of Trump adversaries facing prosecution under his administration. Another news. Ontario Premier Doug Ford has agreed to pause his province's anti-tariff TV ads in the U.S. after President Trump abruptly ended trade talks with Canada. The advert quoted Ronald Reagan warning that tariffs hurt every American, prompting Trump to call it fake and egregious. Ford said the campaign will stop on Monday to allow talks to resume. Prime Minister Mark Carney said, "Canada is ready when the Americans are." Analysts say the clash highlights growing friction between Ottawa and Washington as Canada struggles to secure a trade deal amid steep U.S. tariffs on metals and autos. Trump has yet to respond to the pause. Another news, Toronto is buzzing as the Blue Jays head to the World Series for the first time in 32 years. Star slugger Vladimir Guerrero Jr., fresh off a $500 million contract, was named MVP after leading the team past Seattle in a thrilling Game 7. Guerrero, born in Montreal and raised in the Dominican Republic, said he's chasing the title his Hall of Fame father never won. Fans poured into Toronto streets to celebrate, waving flags and singing the anthem. The Jays now face the Los Angeles Dodgers in what's being called a storybook showdown between baseball's highest paid stars. Game 1 begins Friday night around the world. More than 20 nations backing Ukraine have pledged to take Russian oil and gas off the global market at a summit in London. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer said the coalition aims to choke off funding for Russia's war machine. The US, UK, and EU have already expanded sanctions targeting major Russian energy firms. President Zelensky welcomed the move, but said more weapons are still needed to defend against Russian airstrikes. Moscow warned of overwhelming retaliation if Western missiles hit its territory. Despite new promises, analysts say no fresh military aid was announced, leaving Ukrainians bracing for another harsh winter. Another news. Thailand is mourning Queen Sirikit, the beloved mother of King Vajiralongkorn, who has died aged 93. The Royal Household Bureau said she passed away peacefully in a Bangkok hospital after years of illness. Sirikit was married for more than six decades to the late King Bhumibol Adulyadej, Thailand's longest reigning monarch, and was seen as both a fashion icon and a national mother figure. Her birthday, August 12th, has long been celebrated as Mother's Day. A royal funeral will be held at the Grand Palace, with a year of mourning to follow. Sirikit's death closes a defining chapter in Thailand's modern monarchy. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.